Salutations. My name is Misty. Welcome to the fourth season, second episode of Choice, my experience building relationship with God. Blessed are you, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, God Most High, who bestows acts of loving kindness and creates all who remembers the loving kindness of the fathers and will bring a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name and love. King, helper, savior, shield, blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. My voice is sounding a little different today. My allergies have just gone hyper on me, and it's been a genuine experience getting them under control. In the future, I pray that my voice will return to its normal status. In this fourth season, I'm sharing with you what for me became a destiny-changing time. And this time that came, that has genuinely altered the course of my destiny, is one that I didn't see coming. This experience that our Heavenly Father had brought me into through Jesus, through Yeshua, the Messiah, based on this change, has been nothing less than exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask, think, or imagine. And the way it came about is, after about 20 years of journaling with our Heavenly Father, this is time that he taught me to come away with him. And he taught me this to get some type of pen and paper, notebook, journal. People refer to these supplies in different ways. He taught me how to write the day, the time, and the date on the paper. And then to just begin to talk with him in writing. And in doing so, over time, I would begin to write down scriptures that would come to me, or I would write down situations where I saw him move on my behalf. I would write down prayers to him. I would write down scriptures that I was memorizing. I would write down scriptures he illuminated to me. And I would write down what he would minister to me by his Holy Spirit. It was time that he taught me to come away with him, to sit at his feet, to walk with him in the cool of the day, because a lot of these times was very early in the morning. During these times that I would come away with him in that secret place, sometimes he would lead me beside still waters. He would always restore my soul. His word says in Psalm 16:11, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." And these times, like I said, it was over a 20-year period. So I was working full-time job and had a family, and I was doing life. However, I recognized early in my journey, as he was drawing me to him and teaching me how to journal with him, that I had to make a choice. And that choice was to put him first. I need to insert a caveat at this point because, and I know I shared this in one of the earlier episodes, but everybody may not have heard that particular episode. And if you did, you might not even remember it. So I'm gonna tell ya. Anyway, many years ago, there was a prophet that had come to the church that I was in at that time. And towards the end of the message, the prophet said, "You write down on a piece of paper your favorite scripture or the scripture that is illuminated to you by the Holy Spirit. And if nothing comes to you now, as soon as you get home, go to your prayer closet to receive what your scripture is. And then memorize that scripture. If it's your favorite scripture or one that's been illuminated to you by the Holy Spirit, memorize that scripture. Stand on that word until it becomes manifest in your life." I couldn't get home fast enough. The moment I got in the door, I bolted straight to my secret place, my prayer closet, the place that I had set up to invest that time with him. And I opened the Bible, and it wasn't long before I came across a particular scripture. And I know it was illuminated to me by the Holy Spirit. And the scripture was Matthew 6:33, New King James Version. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." I memorized that scripture, and I continued to ponder on that scripture and turn it over like a cow chews its cud. It's my understanding that cows have two stomachs, and they chew on the hay, they chew on the grass over and over again, and they have a way of regurgitating it and chewing on it and regurgitating it until it's fully digested into the second stomach. Well, so it is with our Heavenly Father's word. And that's what I did, that one scripture. And that became the banner scripture over my life. And I tell you, I firmly believe that I'm walking in the manifestations of that scripture and have been walking in it, the manifestations of that scripture for years now. And continue to do so. And it's continuing to unfold in this life that he's given me. So it was important to me to set aside that time, especially in the beginning of my day, early in the morning, before I had to begin to get ready for work or prepare my family for their day. It was very important for me to invest that time with him, because I knew this was something that he drew me into many years prior. It started with, I would go into Christian bookstores and my eyes would light on a particular book. And this particular time, my eyes landed on a Strong's Concordance. Oh my gosh, this book was very large. It was about 3 inches thick. At that time, it was more than I ever paid for a book in my life. But I paid the money because I just knew I was supposed to have this book. I didn't know what it was used for or anything. I just knew I was supposed to get it. And it was through sitting down and starting to go through the Thompson chain, reading how to use it, and starting to use it over time, that I began to write down my thoughts about his word and this trust. Understand, this happened over time. This happened over time. Till eventually, I learned how to use that strong concordance. And that really began to assist me in opening up the genuine meaning of his word. Not only that, another book that he brought to my attention at another time in the bookstore was called The New Treasury Scriptures. And oh my gosh, this book, I was like totally astonished at the meticulous breakdown. I mean, the New Treasury Scriptures, Scripture Knowledge Book, oh, I'm telling you, they took this book and inside the book, they go through each scripture line by line, and words are highlighted in bold that then connect to other scriptures that give the meanings of those words in the context of the time. Oh my gosh, that was a very thick book too. I think that was about 4, maybe 5 inches thick. Oh, and what times I had going through that book, going through his word. I guess you might say, I delight in the study of his word, in talking with him about his word. However, loved ones, understand, this is part of fostering, of nurturing that personal relationship with him. He brings us to a place in his word where becomes a delight to be in his word, to hear him minister to us through his word, to see how what he has us invest in those times with him, and how what he shows us in his word, or what we've memorized in scripture, or the answers to our prayers outside of our journal time. It's so absolutely supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. God is real.